This is Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
My guest here, Sunil Gujral from the Cambridge Consultants, here to talk about their new prototype, which is DeliverAir. It's a trade name, isn't it, at the moment? Is that right?
It's our drone delivery prototype that we've affectionately named DeliverAir.
Affectionately named. Yes, you're very proud of this. I don't blame you. So tell us a little bit about how you came about with this new concept.
I was talking actually at lunch with one of my colleagues, Henry Fletcher, and we wanted to try and think, why is drone delivery not a mainstream accessible technology for most people at the moment? So it's a very cool technology. It has the potential to really change the way e-commerce functions. But at the moment, it hasn't seemed to really reach our everyday lives. So we considered what were the current limitations of the technology and how we could overcome them.
Right. So I'd like to know who you've been. Well, actually, I'd like to know a bit about your background, because you are a mechanical engineer. Is that right?
I am. Yes.
So this is right up your street, isn't it? Anything to do with technology. But you've been working with Cambridge Consultants, with a few other of your colleagues, on this concept.
Yes. My background is mechanical engineering. I did general engineering at university. I've been working for Cambridge Consultants for a couple of years now. We have a wide range of different engineers and capabilities at the company, which suits itself nicely for a diverse project like this. So there were many software engineers, mechanical engineers, and electronics engineers working on the project.
I bet you will get really excited there about doing something very new like this. Now, on the website Cambridge Consultants, there is a film about how this particular drone works. So talk us through the whole thing from start to finish, because it's quite automated, isn't it?
It is. It's fully automated. So we describe this as it's Cambridge Consultants' personal delivery drone prototype. You order your item online on your favorite online shop or app, and instead of selecting a permanent postal address for the item to be delivered in a day or two's time, you select DeliverAir simply at checkout. A few minutes later, you get a notification that your DeliverAir drone has arrived. You authorize the delivery, and it lowers it gently into your hand whilst it hovers safely 30 meters above you.
So it's a really, really interesting thing to be happening. Not only for me as I'm an online shopper, and so for me this will be fantastic to have. But I read somewhere that it's also going to be very interesting for emergency services, for people with EpiPens that are sort of caught out somewhere, or if you're hiking or camping, and also the drone laws at the moment is that it can't be in the cities, can it? So we've got to get past that. But at the moment, you can do them to the countryside, can't you? You can have drone deliveries to the countryside, but not in the city.
At the moment, the laws are quite restrictive, just while this technology is all very new. So certainly from a personal perspective, and I'm hoping many listeners will agree, personal drone delivery is very appealing. But from a true maybe cultural or change point of view, having emergency deliveries of medication or any other emergency equipment is where this kind of technology really could see a step change in safety and performance. From a regulatory point of view, at the moment, autonomous delivery is out of line of sight of a skilled pilot isn't allowed.
What does that mean? So if you're flying a plane, it's not allowed within a certain metre or certain metres of your flying, and certain height as well, isn't it?
Yeah, so UAVs at the moment generally need to be flown in large open spaces away from people, and that's a safety concern. We're seeing it's a similar safety concern as we currently have in this country with driverless cars. And slowly, as the technology develops, we're seeing it being integrated more and more, and the government's considering how we can integrate driverless cars into our current law system. And it'll be hopefully a similar procedure with DeliverAir. As the drone is kept safely away from people and delivers into your hand and it's authenticated, it's quite a safe system compared to some other alternatives. So hopefully, the lawmakers can see our our system, they can understand what we're trying to achieve, and perhaps we can start having some integration of this kind of capability into our laws.
Actually, when you say it's safer, you mean as in driving a driving or lorries driving, delivering goods to a certain place, you're thinking that it's much safer to have drones around. I mean, how many drones do you think we would need to deliver? Is that something that...
It's an interesting question. I think to some extent it is safer to have autonomous vehicles, but the advantage of our system is that we keep the drone always flying at least 30 metres up. So the sensing and avoiding systems and keeping the drone safely away from other people and infrastructure is much simpler than if you had to land the drone in a garden or in a field or a landing pad. So by keeping the drone away, we can hopefully make people feel that this sort of system is safer, but we can also give them the personal delivery experience that is kind of the holy grail for online shoppers.
Now, I was reading somewhere that Amazon and 7-Eleven have developed something very similar, but not as successful, or they have, but it's different to your concept, your prototype.
So they've designed some very interesting systems. Where ours is unique is that it delivers to you personally. So drones aren't limited to postcodes. They're not limited by traffic. So we should deliver straight to your hand, because fundamentally, if you need something quickly, it's much more useful coming straight to you.
And when you think about it, what you're saying, Sunil, is that there aren't loads of drones, but there'll be a drone or a few drones hovering around a few height above us, and they will pick up on the next order and the next delivery and go and pick up the delivery and then drop it onto our hand.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's two ways this could work. It could either work as a whole load of drones living in a warehouse, and they can deliver items from that warehouse, or companies can request a one-off delivery where a Deliveair drone will come along and lower an empty box to a company, who can then load it with their items and then deliver it to a customer. Some interesting things come from this also, this peer-to-peer delivery. We could have, if a child has left their PE kit at home, that a parent can put the PE kit in this drone and it can deliver it to the child. No more excuses for missing PE.
Love that. That's excellent. Well, I do wish you all the best. And I think it's a great concept. And what I'm interested about is its technology, as you say, it's moving forward. Driverless cars, automated delivery. It's, for me, I really, really, I think it's a fantastic thing to be doing and moving forward. And I'm sure we're slowly but surely getting used to it anyway, when we get into a car and everything is automated for us to, when we reverse, it's all highlighted that we have to reverse a certain way, or if we go next to a car. But having a drone delivery to you makes life, especially for emergency service. I thought that was very interesting. Instead of getting a huge helicopter to deliver perhaps a piece of equipment, you could get a drone. So it's cost effective as well, I suppose, in many ways.
Absolutely. It's also much greener. It's all electrical energy, and so we can charge it via renewable means, much better than using fossil fueled helicopters or equivalent.
I have to say, I read somewhere that they thought it was a shopper's dream. Well, it would definitely be my shopping dream, especially around Christmas time. So it doesn't come soon enough in my book. But thank you very much, Sunil. It's been great speaking to you today. I wish you all the best for Cambridge Consultants. I would urge you to look at the website, because it's a really interesting website and it gives a detailed idea of what to expect. I think you're in it, aren't you, Sunil?
I am in it.
You are the cyclist.
My starring role.
Yes, starring role. A very good role as well. And I like the flowers that have been delivered. Spot on. Anyway, thank you very much indeed, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Our pleasure.